Dr. Pinsky dictating a male I am in, William Hicks, H-I-C-K-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Hicks as described in my report of 124-19. Appeared you have advised me that on 7-18-19 he received an order approving settlement and now alleges it needs to be increased. Period. As per Mr. Hicks, he is now a 50-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 5-7-18, but he fell on a customer's broken steps while he was carrying samples. But as a result, he believes he injured his neck and back. But he did go to Old Bridge emergency room afterwards. But he understands his final diagnosis to be bulging discs in his neck. But he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. The rest of that is normal. New paragraph. The only new medical documentation supplied is a progress note from Dr. Abramowitz, ABRAMOWITZ, dated 10/24/22. Appeared he complained of pain in the neck that was localized and began on 5/7/18. Appeared it is made worse by driving and movement, but improved with rest. Period. He had been seen on 6/8/18 and discharged with directions to continue therapy, and he was cleared for regular work. Period. On this visit, he stated the pain had never gone away and it was intermittent. Period. He was advised by his attorney to come in today. Period. His pain was 5/10, mostly at the end of the day. Period. Upon exam, he was found to have full range of motion of the cervical spine in all planes with 5/5 strength in the upper extremities. Baird spiralings, maneuver, comma, distraction, comma, cervical rotation, comma, and upper limb tension test 1 were all negative bilaterally. Baird, he diagnosed cervical sprain. Period. He noted an MRI was done on 5/9/18 at the referral of a chiropractor named Dr. Figurelli, F-I-G-U-R-E-L-L-I, only 2 days after the accident. Period exam currently had no radicular symptoms, common neurologic deficits, and negative provocative signs. Period was thought he may benefit from additional physical therapy. Period. He should continue home exercises and stretching and use over-the-counter Tylenol or ibuprofen as needed. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal. Extremities lower normal. Spine cervical. Active right rotation was minimally limited to 70 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 80 degrees, limited only by his abdominal girth. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. William Hicks was injured at work, as marked in my prior report. Period. Since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement. Period. He subsequently reopened his claim. Period. He was seen by Dr. Abramowitz on 10/24/22. Who recommended continued home exercises and over-the-counter medications. Period. In the paragraph, the current exam, Mr. Hicks once again found him to be extremely obese. Period. He had mildly limited active range of motion about the lumbar spine, consistent with his abdominal girth. Period. The remainder of his orthopedic exam was unrevealing in the upper and lower extremities, as well as the neck and back. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the upper or lower back. Period. He has been able to continue working full duty at the insured, speaking to his high functionality. Okay, this is notwithstanding the fact that he has a history of hospitalization for a brain tumor and recent high blood pressure. Period. End.